I'm Joey Only. This week on the Comedy Meteorology Show, well, spoiler alert, Michael Senikoff does not join us from Ukraine, but we will have him on next week's show for sure, and we do have some great updates on what happens to him. It's springtime. First thunderstorms are in the prairies in British Columbia. I saw a wild horse today. The war rages on. From Oregon, we have Brian Schmidt from Portland Weather Uncensored. I love the guy. I love his group, his Facebook group, Portland Weather Uncensored. Totally funny guy. And this surprise friend of Frankie's, who's actually quite hilarious. You'll find out more on the show. The Meteorological Report. It's showtime.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not. There it is.
Hi, Joey.
Here's Frankie. Hey, Frankie, how you doing this week?
I'm doing great, so far.
Hey, man.
I went to hockey tonight.
Oh, did you?
Great.
Right on.
I'm trying to invite Brian on.
Yeah, I hope he comes on. Brian Schmidt from Portland Weather Underground. Hey, we may have Michael Senikoff from Ukraine show up tonight on the podcast, so that's going to be really exciting. It's the Meteorological Report. I'm your host, Joey Only. You're hearing us on CFER 88.7 FM in Prince George every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. You're hearing us at CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg every Monday at noon. I am in a pretty good mood today. You wouldn't believe what's happened today, Frankie. Let me tell you all about it before we talk about weather and all that. So as you know, I've been working in this wilderness out here all winter long. And there are wild horses that live out here, but I have not seen them. And tomorrow we're going home. Camp closes up. We're all done. Today would have been my last day in that bush that we're working in out in the North Chilcotin. And I just given up in my heart. I thought, I'm not going to see any wild horses. It's not going to happen for me. You know, and that's how it is sometimes in the wilderness. Hit or miss. Well, it's like maybe there was two animals left in my list. There was the wild horse and there was the wolverine. And maybe I'll never see a wolverine. Who knows? So I went the wrong way, Frankie, because it was snowing so hard. It was a blizzard. And it, you know, not really a blizzard, but it was, you know, had much of the same characteristics. And I couldn't see, so I went the wrong direction. And then the track on my sled, because the snowmobile's got this track, and the track separated and came apart. So there I was, stranded out in these swamps, literally in the middle of absolute nowhere. And so I swore real loud, ah! And then I did it again, ah! Well, that swearing attracted the attention of a stallion wild horse who just happened to be in the area. And so this wild horse came out, and eventually I walked over to him, and he was all aggressive, stomping and showing off and whinnying. And but I started singing to him. I sat down on the ground and hung out with him, and once I sat down, he knew it was pretty cool. He showed me where a salt lick, he was kind of guarding a salt lick that was hidden in the forest there, and like, oh, I see, one of the trappers that works the wilderness here has left him some salt licks. So I got to spend an hour and a half hanging out, and when I show you the videos tomorrow, I'll put them on my YouTube, you will just love it. So I'm here with Frankie McDonald. I'm Joey Only, the Caribou Weather Dude. I'm here with Brandon Houck in Brooks, Alberta. Frankie McDonald's over there in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Peter Galanko's just coming on. He's trying to rally up Michael Senikoff, who it's 4 in the morning at the time we're recording this. It's Thursday, on the St. Patrick's Day, as a matter of fact. But you're going to hear the show on Saturday morning on the 19th for you in Prince George. You're going to hear it on the 21st there for you. So you're going to hear it in the first day of spring if you live in Winnipeg. So, hey, it's an action-packed show. We got spring. We got daylight savings time happen this week, hopefully for the last time ever because it's awful. We have wild horses. We got our friend in Ukraine who's in the middle of
what about Sydney, Australia? We're chasing lives. Jason just got off Facebook. Jason's not on Facebook because he's taking a break from social media. Jason's entering fall next week.
So Jason Adjani, who's been on our show before, taking a break from Facebook, Frankie McDonald tells us. Well, here's the part of the show where we talk to Frankie McDonald. If you don't know who Frankie McDonald is, the world's famous weatherman down in Sydney, Nova Scotia. He's got 2,757,000 YouTube subscribers and 18 trillion TikTok followers and And he's got a new haircut. He's looking really good. He's the weather expert. He's been on Tosh 2.0 and everything else.
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman.
Who?
Frankie.
Who?
Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie.
Frankie McDonald, how you doing so far?
I'm doing great so far. The weather all across Eastern United States is going to bring a lot of rain on Saturday with warm temperatures. Then the cold front's going to go through on Sunday. Then again, they got a lot of rain hit going to cold front going through Eastern United States Saturday. It's going to go through Nova Scotia on Sunday. It's going to bring colder temperatures beyond the cold front. Then they got a snowstorm in Iowa on Friday. Then they got a more stormy system heading for Nebraska. And then the rain's going to change over to snow in Iowa this week and all these places. California's getting a lot of Santa Ana winds. Then it got cooler temperatures in British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, and Northern California. Then it got Santa Ana winds coming back in California later on next week as well. And it's going to bring a lot of warm weather all across the southwestern United States. And down South America, there's still got a lot of rain in Amazon rainforest. Caracas, Venezuela, and the surrounding areas are going to bring a lot of rain. Caracas, Venezuela is going to bring a lot of rain and thunderstorms in Brazil, Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, Bolivia, and all these countries down South America. And New York, and the weather in New York is going to bring a lot of rain all across the Norway with snow. Then it got warm temperatures heading for UK. Then it got cold temperatures. It's dry in UK this weekend coming up. Then it's going to bring lots of cold weather in Turkey right now, going all the way down to Syria. More cold weather heading for Egypt next week as well. In Libya and Algeria. Then it got cold weather in Turkey and Syria and parts of Saudi Arabia and all these countries. Norway's turned drier than normal temperatures because a gigantic high pressure system will be located over Norway this weekend. It's going to bring really dry weather in Finland, Sweden, and Germany, Poland, Belarus, Moscow, Russia, and all these places. It's going to bring really dry weather all across Moscow, Russia, and surrounding areas over in Japan. They're bringing lots of rain in Tokyo, Japan, Friday. It's going to bring heavy rain all across Sapporo, Hokkaido, Japan, with snow up in the mountains. It's going to bring lots of rain in greater Tokyo, Japan, east coast of Japan. It's going to bring so much rain. This weekend coming today, they got more rain in Japan next week, too. In South Korea, it's going to be colder than average temperatures. North Korea and Vladivostok, Russia. In Mongolia, it's colder than average temperatures up in Mongolia. They're bringing a lot of snow showers in Siberia, Russia right now. They're bringing so much rain in China lately. Indonesia's in the last month of rainy season as of right now.
This is Frankie McDowell, my own team station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. It was really bad sandstorm going on in Morocco right now, blowing all the sand from the Sahara Desert. The sky is red looking. It was really, really bad. As of right now, when the next sandstorm happens and storm sandstorms, make sure to wear your KN95 masks to protect yourself from the sand and blowing sand during sandstorms, because sandstorms can be really dangerous in Morocco. I want everyone in Morocco to be prepared for sandstorms. Since the sandstorm is going on in Morocco today, people in Morocco, make sure to be prepared. Wear your KN95 masks to protect yourself from the sand blowing around in Morocco, because the sandstorms could be really bad, because really strong winds with sand blowing around, the sky is red looking. As of right now in Morocco, I want everyone in Morocco to be prepared. Drink a lot of bottled water to keep you hydrated. That's one. Because sandstorms could be really dangerous in Morocco. I want everyone in Morocco to be prepared for future sandstorms. If anybody live in Morocco, be prepared for major sandstorms. Take care, stay safe.
And over in Africa, they're bringing a lot of rain in Mozambique and thunderstorms in Madagascar, in Uganda, Congo, DR Congo, Kenya, Zimbabwe, and still really hot in South Africa with thunderstorms and showers in those places in South Africa. As of right now, Indonesia's in the last month of rainy season. They're bringing more cyclones going to go south of India and Indonesia. It's going to head southward direction.
Here comes the story of the hurricane.
There's a powerful cyclone aiming towards northwestern Australia. It's going to go through Perth, Australia. It's going to go through Southern Australia. It's going to bring stormy conditions there. Then it got lots of hot weather, warm weather in New Zealand lately. They're bringing so much rain in North Island, New Zealand, where Hawke's Bay and Napier, New Zealand, Hamilton, New Plymouth, Gisborne, Wellington, Auckland, Nelson, Grahamsmelt, New Zealand, including Invercargill, Dunedin, Christchurch, and all these places. Bringing a lot of showers there because their fall starts on March 20th. Fall begins there. Antarctica will soon be 24-hour darkness.
People in Vancouver, you can't escape from major earthquakes forever.
What can you tell us about the earthquake in Japan this week, Frankie, and your earthquake prediction of the past?
Yeah, the 7.3 magnitude earthquake and tsunami warning was canceled.
When was that video? Like less than a month ago you made your prediction? 7.0 or greater magnitude
December.
Earthquake? December. Yes. It was a good video. So you absolutely got your prediction right once again. Good job, Frankie McDonald.
Hi, Christy. I'm Frankie McDonald. I'm doing great so far. I'm Frankie McDonald. You're listening to Canadian Meteorological Report with Joel Yoli. Terrible weather, dude.
We want to welcome to the show. That's the Canadian Meteorological Report here on C488.7 FM and CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We got Brian Schmidt down in Portland, Oregon. And I just want to say hi to you first. We will come back to you, Brian, but and ask you all about Portland weather underground and ask you about the weather down there. But I just want to quickly say hi. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Joe. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, we'll come right back down to you. First, we always go second to Brandon Houck. He's our Western Canada weatherman. He's at 105.7 FM, the big country radio station in Brooks, Alberta. And he's been producing the radio shows, the radio broadcasts, for what has been probably the best major junior hockey team in Canada. Or I guess they're not major junior. Anyways, they're AJHL, Alberta Junior Hockey League. Brooks Bandits, they're about to start their playoffs, and what a season they've had. Brandon, how's the weather been? We've had some convective cells throughout the prairies. We've had some convective weather in British Columbia this week. You sent me some photos of thunderstorm action happening in my neck of the woods, which I am, of course, 300 kilometers away out here in the Chilcotin Plateau, missing all the good thunderstorm action. Tell me about all that action, Brandon.
All right, Brandon, how's out here? We almost lost a fight. Toot!
Oh, luck of the Irish, I tell you. Yes, it's a great day indeed. Yeah, I'm all decked out here. I got my my beads here. I got my lime right here. Yeah, I don't know if you can see it. It's kind of disappears. There's the lime. And then there's my, all my decorations. So I'm all decorated for the day today. But we did have, as I mentioned, last show, I said we will get some thunder shower popping up here on Tuesday. It happened, and I am so happy about that. So that was Tuesday. We had a couple of lightning bolts in just to the west of the Edmonton area. We had some widespread thunder showers in the BC interior. We had a lightning strike in Saskatchewan, one near Regina, another one just outside of Maple Creek, and then another lightning strike on Wednesday, yesterday, just off Lake Manitoba. So all three prairie provinces had their first lightning bolts of stuff as we spring forward. Well, we've already did that with balmy temperatures actually on Tuesday here, Brooks, Alberta, the hottest in all of Canada. So yeah, we were the winners. However, Ontario definitely warmed up their team temperatures in the low 20s now, so that definitely improved there. Now as we go through the weekend here, we're going to continue to see these above average temperatures looking pretty good for Friday, Saturday as well here in the province of Alberta. Low pressure moves in late day Saturday into Sunday. That's going to allow for another flipper to develop, and that will produce some snow showers and rain showers Sunday, but no significant accumulation as we go into next week. And we'll also get some milder air into Manitoba as well. We'll also get some rain and snow showers midweek. We'll have to watch another system Wednesday and Thursday. Prairies here that will bring some changeable weather. Could see temperatures mid-teens by the middle of next weekend. Southern Alberta, another chance of thunder showers possibly, but that's going to be a big drop in temperature with more showers and another round of snow for the eastern prairies. Now, I should also mention what I'm going to be doing this weekend. You did mention the Bandits here. They're starting their big playoff run. They're taking on the Canmore Eagles on Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday, Wednesday, games 1, 2, 3, and 4. And if the Bandits win all four of those games, they move on to the next round. And then if they don't, we'll have to play some other games later on in the week, next week. So that's how that's going to play out there. And Canmore's actually become quite a pretty good team. So we'll have to see how that plays out. And I have a feeling we'll probably play Drumheller next, potentially Grove later in the playoffs. And then as we go down the line here, we're going to have to start playing BC teams. And that will be for the big cup at the end of May, the NJAC Cup there. And that will be held in Estevan, Saskatchewan at the end of May. That should be fun. And another thing I'm going to be on is I'm going to be doing the Prairie Girls Gala, where it's just 5 guys and 300 rooms. So we'll see how there's going to be.
Can you repeat that, Brandon? We had some interference there. Can you repeat what you just said? Did you say that it's going to be 5 guys and 300 women?
Yep. I'm one of those guys being a waiter that is a very terrible waiter who sits and drinks with his group of people. So
I am so jealous. Tired. I've been out in the wilderness for most of the last year. Like, I haven't seen 300 women this last year. Like, yeah, is there an event where they, you know, there's just like 3 of them even? I'll go to that. I'll go anywhere. Well, congratulations on serving food to serving 300 women. I'm sure that's going to be.
I'm just doing drinks. I'm not doing food.
And then Weather Brian, that's the guy who runs the Portland Weather on Censored Facebook group.
Yes, let's talk to Brian. Hello. Hey, Brian. So talk to us about Portland Weather Uncensored. And, of course, I know all about it because I'm on it. So is Frankie. But our radio listeners here in Canada would probably like to know what Uncensored. I mean, it's kind of in the vein of what we're doing here. The Meteorological Report is comedy and meteorology. And you have a comical way of looking at the weather. Tell us about.
Yes, it's actually Portland Weather Uncensored, which it started 11 years ago this week on Facebook. And I started it with the TV meteorologist that's famous here, Mark Nelson. We have 3,400 members. And we've had a lot of, you know, suspensions, Facebook, people going to Facebook jail, and tried to keep it uncensored over the years. But over time, there's become more censorship from the Facebook bots. And a lot of people have learned their lessons to watch what they say on Facebook.
I'm routinely in that
Anyways,
jail.
So talking about the weather in Portland, it's been a pretty average winter. We had only 10 centimeters of snow for the winter. And next Tuesday, Wednesday, the children go on spring break here. And we're expecting temperatures to get up to about 22 degrees Celsius. And I think that some of that warm air is going to affect the Caribou Plateau. Maybe you're going to see 45, 50 degrees up there next week. Is that possible?
Oh, all I've seen is snow for so long, and spring breakups happening now, right? So this is our last night in camp for the winter, and then after that we work some timber cruising jobs out of town and whatnot. But it's spring breakup, so that's when the roads become too muddy to navigate and things like that. It's also when in about 2 weeks' time there's another spring breakup, and that's when everyone switches wives. Common thing that happens in the spring in Canada. Really looking forward to maybe getting someone's wife.
Yeah, well, you know, you're kind of due after being kind of in hibernation all winter up there.
You say everyone, is that an exaggeration or is that a pretty common thing there?
I could use 300 wives like Brandon Houck's gonna have by the end of the weekend. Like most people don't do what I do, I'll tell you. Like I go to the wilderness and I spend a lot of my time here, so it's like since before last fire season, I was doing some selective logging jobs, and then fire season happened and it was full on firefighting, and then it wasn't fire season, and then it was firewood season, which I had to quickly get done, and then it was go back straight to camp out here. And it's been, yeah, me with a lot of men, and some of them have funny sounding farts, and the last 2 weeks camp has been just ours, just the timber cruisers, and we've just been owning the place. It's been great. Like the wilderness is ours.
What sort of snow depth do you have up there at the camp?
Well, because we're on that dry side of the coast mountains, it's not incredibly deep. Like I'm sure I could still find 40 centimeters and whatnot in places. What's happened is that it doesn't warm up very often. So the snow has stayed. Whereas where I live across the plateau up in the Caribou Mountains, you know, we might see, I'm sure Wells has been 25, 30 feet of snowfall this winter, right? So when I go home, I'm like, whoa, every weekend.
I bet. So now I have a question for you, Joe. Last year when British Columbia set the all-time record high for the whole country of Canada, what was the temperature at your house?
In Wells, we only hit
just over
38 degrees Celsius is the best we had at Wells. So a good 12 degrees cooler centigrade than what they had down in Lytton. So, you know, that's why I like to live at 4,000 feet fairly far up north. It's just we don't get that heat the same way.
I got news for you guys. The pandemic is not over yet. All you guys have to be careful still.
When I see a human, I'll be like, whoa, that's too much, human.
Peter Glencoe, you gotta be careful around those horses too, Joey. We don't want to, a horse-borne virus next originating from a lone man in Canada.
We call it the caribou flu up here.
When did they lift the mask mandate?
Last week sometime, I guess. I came out of camp and come back to civilization, and it was like gas was $2 a liter, and so I went in to pay this horrendous, you know, $200 to fill my truck, and then they're like, "Why do you have your mask on?"
That's $7.50
a gallon.
Wow.
Like, I don't know why.
That means China and Japan border still closed. South Korea border still closed.
They're like, "Why is your mask on?" It's like, "I don't know. You all not wearing masks anymore?" No one. So that's,
you should have just said, "Hide your tears from paying $2 a liter."
So that's $7.40. That's about $7.42 a gallon in U.S. gallon. That's how much that is.
Yeah, it's pretty high. It's pretty bad. No, it's not that high. I don't think it's like $1.93.
That's a record.
It's pretty bad. You know, so I'm looking at like beater cars to maybe drive so that I, you know, plus the fact that, you know, I have a good work truck. Like, it belongs in the bush. I don't need to drive it on the highway. So if I can find something cheaper, I will. Peter Galenko, any luck with Michael Senikoff? And you're not in Virginia. You're in Pennsylvania. Tell us about the weather and how you do.
I am in Pennsylvania. No luck with Michael Senikoff. I spoke to him like 5 hours ago, and he must be sleeping, unfortunately. This is completely my mistake, because when I talked to him yesterday, I did the time conversion wrong, and I said 10 p.m. Eastern time is 5 a.m. your time, and then I double checked and it's 4 a.m. his time, not 5 a.m. his time. Yeah. So if he was going based on what I told him yesterday, that's my mistake. But I chatted with him earlier, been trying to get a hold of him, and that was what I was looking to talk about in this episode. So I'm not that well briefed on the weather as I should be. All I know is that there's piles of snow still outside of where I'm staying here in Pennsylvania, but the weather has been nice. Sweater weather, long sleeve weather, but not winter coat weather at all. So it's spring is upon us.
So for radio listeners who maybe haven't caught past episodes or whatever, Michael Senikoff's your good friend. You met him in Asia at a business trip some years ago, and you've kept in touch and maintained business relationships. And he's from the Ukraine, and he's been in Kharkov until this last week. He managed to get out. So that's just to fill in the radio listeners who we're talking about and what his story is. I guess maybe, Peter, you can give us a bit of an insight, even without Michael showing up yet, as to what has been going on, because you have been talking with them and keeping in touch.
Yeah, and there's a chance that we might get him on before the end of the hour. Maybe I'll let him know that we're recording, and if he can hop on for 10 minutes, great. But anyway, I've known him since 2017, and I've traveled with him to Asia as well as I traveled with him to the Netherlands on one trip. So I know him well, and Kharkiv is his hometown, and his father is a doctor and has a clinic in Kharkiv. So that is really like He's from Ukraine, but that's like where his family is from, which is, it's almost entirely evacuated now. Kharkiv and largely destroyed. So that's really, really an unfortunate situation. And then I don't pronounce either any of the names there with the correct accent or pronunciation, but he's moved to Dnipro, Dnipro, which is, I think, the third or fourth most populated city there in Ukraine, which is pretty modern city. Kharkiv is their second most populated usually, but 700,000 people have fled there. That's 20 miles south of Russia. So that has had a lot of the fighting from the very beginning has been there. And Michael was telling me just the other day, which is one reason why I was hoping it'd be easier to get a hold of him right now, is that when he was there, because there's so much shelling going on, he'd regularly have to go to the basement of his building. So a lot of the fighting would happen at night. So he changed his sleep schedule where he'd sleep some in the morning and then some during the day. So he was usually up around those hours, his time. But it's been pretty intense, and I'd like to wait to hear from him himself on the show to get his point of view directly from what he has seen. But he was telling me stories about traveling around the city before he left and seeing stuff like you'd see out of the news, tanks, destroyed tanks, and then also civilian vehicles that have been burned out and destroyed, as well as charred human bodies on the street. And unfortunately, they are out of, they, like, Kharkiv is in need of body bags and coffins. They're clear out of body bags and coffins. And there are some places that are close to Russia there where bodies are just not being recovered because it's just not a safe place to be right now. So it's really good that he's gotten out of there. But it's still not completely safe where he is, and it's been a chaotic situation ongoing. And so it's it'll be good to have him on.
I'm really excited about being on, so I'm sure we'll be able to. My mic's working, but I don't think my audio is working. Like, give me like a fat second here.
One half of the world is interested in the species and climate. Other half of the world is more interested in the World War III. Travis, this is Joey.
On a weather-related question, Frankie, you mentioned there was some cold weather in Saudi Arabia, Libya, and Syria. What is considered cold for those regions of the world?
So like below, it goes to around 10 degrees Celsius for them.
10 degrees Celsius. So cold there is a little bit different than cold in Canada.
Hey, Travis, this is Brian Smith.
So who's Travis, Frankie? I don't think he's here right now. I muted him at first because he was trying to get
a fan of mine.
Introduce Travis for us, Frankie.
Hello, Travis. Nice to meet you.
Tell us about for Travis, Frankie.
He's
who's Travis?
Fan of mine from New Brunswick, Canada. He nice. Watches my videos.
Right. So, Frankie, what's the weather in Ukraine like this
What
week?
About Satcha Stevenson? It's good showers and flurries and snow and cool weather in Ukraine as well.
So, as some of you are aware, I mean, the battle's been it's going on right now. I mean, the fight for Ukraine, it's one of the most it's one of the moments of our time. I think we'll be talking about for, you know, this is one of the moments of the 21st century. I'm trying to tell you, right? So certainly we've seen three Travis, Russian warships damaged.
Hey, Frankie.
Hi, Travis. We're just Travis, talking about Ukraine.
So hey.
Welcome to our radio show.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had to get everything set up. Zoom kind of messed things up for me. Sorry about that.
You have to press the video button.
No. I mean, I could get my webcam if you want me to.
So,
I don't really mind.
Up to three Russian warships damaged or destroyed. We've seen 300 some odd tanks reported from Russian tanks destroyed or damaged. Maybe 1,000 or more military vehicles. The numbers on helicopters are somewhere in the 80 to 100 destroyed. I mean, Ukrainian forces are hitting back hard. They've been using drone strikes to target Russian columns effectively. They've been really causing a lot of casualties. I'm just I'm wondering.
Oh yeah.
How long can this go on, Peter? Before Russia, you know, really like at what point are they going to say like, why are we doing this?
I think there's a number of factors there. I think part of it depends on the level of support Ukraine gets internationally, which has increased recently. There's a lot of debates about that, whether it is worth the risk. I can tell you for the people that are living there, they in their opinion, that is their world, so it is worth the risk to them, and they very much appreciate international support. And they are very confident. The Ukrainian people are extremely confident that if they can, they've been keep asking for that no-fly zone, and a lot of leaders in the EU and the United States say that would be akin to an act of war. However, they're really hoping for that because they are very much confident that they can win a ground war if that's what it is. If that's what it ends up being. However, it seems like Putin's end game right now is to get people desperate enough to establish some satellite republics that are with pro-Russian puppet leaders is what Putin wants to see. And virtually what they had happen in Crimea years back. And a lot of people talk about, oh, there's a lot of people of Russian lineage and Russian speaking that were in Crimea and supported it. But really, that was not exactly a lot of people did not do that out of their own free will. It was sort of circumstantial. Since Crimea was taken over, the average person there has lost 30-70% of their income. So nobody in any part of Ukraine really wants to become some sort of Russian satellite territory. And who would? Those in Crimea that were still Ukrainian nationalists after it was annexed by Russia, a lot of them ended up disappearing and in some cases being tortured in other horrible circumstances. So what will happen in the end is a lot of the, it really depends how much force, I think, that how long they'll be able to hold out if Putin just gives up, and then also how much intervention they will get from the West or not, how much the West is willing to risk to support them militarily, because I think they can maintain their major cities. But unfortunately, there's already a lot of destruction where it's not a good situation no matter what happens at this point. So,
well, I don't think that Putin will actually give up.
Hey, Gabriel Berardo, welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Yes, welcome to the show. I mean, yeah, sorry. yeah, sorry about that. So as I was finishing my sentence there, I'm sorry about that, guys, but just, you know, coming in and talking about this war. But I don't think that Putin will back off on what he started.
No,
right?
He won't.
Well, I'm not just in the way. I mean, it makes like sense because you don't just, you know, back off. It's not really going to change anything. So if he doesn't get whatever that he wants, he will, I think, definitely use nuclear weapons.
Oh yeah.
Against, like, you know, them, and if we're in the West get involved, man, it's World War III. I mean, what would you say?
It is. Whatever World War III.
I think Putin throws out the nuclear weapon thing out there to keep Western powers out of it, because I honestly don't think it is in their best interest to use nuclear weapons.
But they will
on the Western.
I mean, it's not.
They're dirty.
And can we not all be talking at once? Hey, everybody.
When you're talking about one of the main factors there is that is a lot of good farmland, and a lot of people that already speak Russian there is part of the perspective that Russia is looking at it as well as the fact there's trillions of dollars in untapped oil reserves in the Black Sea between Crimea and Russia, which Ukraine has pretty much already lost access to that portion of water years back. But the other factor is Russia produces 20% of all the wheat in the entire world, and Ukraine produces 10% of all the wheat in the entire world. So if they can get the rest of Ukraine and have it under Russian control, they'll be controlling 30% of the world's wheat production, which is in the United States. And like United States on the Eastern hemisphere, like are on the Western hemisphere, we're self-sustainable in regards to agriculture. But on the other hemisphere, a lot of the agricultural resources, Ukraine also exports to different parts of Asia and Africa and across Europe, some of their food products. So there's a lot of factors there. And I don't think that Russia wants Ukraine, and they want it. They don't want a radiated, nuclear radiated Ukraine. They want the resources as well. So
two things I'm thinking about. I mean, the initiative is all in the hands of the Ukrainians right now. I mean, they have the morale and the spirit to fight. So that's a really good thing. I don't believe that it's in China's business interest to align themselves with Russia. That's the last question I have for you, Pete, I'd like to talk to Travis and Gabriel for a minute, too.
Chinese pizza. It's Italian, not Chinese. It's Italian.
I don't believe it's in China's business interest. You've been to China. You've done business with both countries. I mean, how do you see that playing out?
Yeah, well, I know for a fact for Michael, when he was in Shenzhen and Shanghai, a lot of what he was doing was exporting dairy and agricultural products, including flour, from Ukraine to China. So on a local level, they have a good relationship with China. But unfortunately, on the macro level of economics, China's military, 70% of China's military's weapons is from Russia, which is a major problem, because China's military being so dependent on Russia, and they share the largest border with Russia, that is one of the reasons that China is not as harsh on Russia as other world superpowers are, is because of that military reliance they have for their equipment on Russia. That's one of the main sources of trade between Russia and China. And the U.S. trade, the amount of volume of trade between the United States and China, it's just a grain of sand. The economy of Russia and their trade with China is just a grain of sand compared to how much trade China has with the United States. So economically, they benefit more from staying good with United States and other Western powers, but from their geopolitical standpoint, including their military resources. And recently, Saudi Arabia and China have made an agreement to open new oil refineries, a $5 billion project in China that is going to be refining Russian oil, and they're going to be using the Chinese yuan, RMB, as currency to evade the U.S. Russia sanctions. So there's the people of Ukraine. One thing that Michael was mentioning to me when I spoke to him the other day is that they have an international bond of sorts with Taiwan, because Taiwan has a lot of people there have a similar viewpoint as Ukrainian people do towards Russia. Although unfortunately for Taiwan, I think Ukraine actually stands a better chance than Taiwan does in the long run, because China has really put Taiwan in a difficult situation. But anyway, we will see. But they're not giving up, and they're not going to give up easily. But it is.
That's some good analysis, Pete. And if we can't get Michael to show up tonight. I was saying to Pete in a chat right now and before that because my vlogging season's done and I get to go home, we could set up the interview with him for any time this next week that works for him, right? And instead of getting him up at 4 a.m, especially after the guys just spent sleepless weeks with the ground being pounded. We better talk to this Gabriel Berardo guy over here for a minute, though, because we haven't said hi to him. Gabriel Berardo, how's Southern Ontario? Yeah. The Leafs won tonight. How you're looking? Relaxed? You're chilling? You're not all in a suit? You're just looking? Wait,
yeah.
Just looking good.
Well, I mean, look. For all the radio listeners, as you of course could not see me. Well, I mean, look, I'm not in a suit right now. I just didn't feel like it tonight. I just kind of thought it was a nice night that, like, right? I don't, like, you know, sit up for, like, an hour, like, you know, like, with that kind of, like, my back starts to hurt. But, I mean, hey, I got a nice comfy sweater on, and I watched the Leaf game. I thought it was a pretty good win without Matthews there. But, I mean, right? So I'm loved it. But based on the weather here, hit our first, I think, 20 Celsius, I think here it was earlier on in the afternoon. It was pretty nice weather today. It was shorts weather here for the spring, and then I think the next few days of rain, I think that we should actually see temperatures into the low to mid teens, I think, if I'm right. And then I think later on, heading into next week, we should see those temperatures dip into the single digits. Although, at least it's not negative 20 or negative 30. At least it's not 30 centimeters of snowfall, because that is horrible. And, well, I don't really want snow anymore. I don't know what is fun to chase about snow. I don't think it's fun anymore. People just like to chase this white fluff that falls on the ground. I think that's real chasing. I think that severe weather is real chasing, the hail, the winds, the storms. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I can't wait till the spring season, man. And I've been also growing out a beard too for the radio listeners that can't really see right now. But I have a beard, and I see that Peter, I think, been also growing up the beard. Brandon shaved his beard. Joey has his beard. Frankie has no beard.
Frankie has
the beard.
No hair at all on his face. Frankie just got a haircut. I think he might have cut every single piece of hair off his face. But hey, I mean, Frankie, yeah, have a nice cut.
Frankie's got today is Free Timber's birthday.
Happy birthday.
I wish extreme meteorologist and storm chaser Free Timber an happy birthday.
Yeah,
my favorite storm chaser ever.
Love how much I love to watch his videos.
As I recall, Frankie, one time you turned down. You were asked if you would grow out a beard for $10 million, and you said you would not do it.
Hey, well, Pete, Frankie, why not?
Hey, Pete, this is Travis.
Let's talk to Travis for a minute now. Travis,
hey, what's going on?
You're in New Brunswick. You're a fan of Frankie. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about the weather in New Brunswick right now.
Oh, geez. I mean, it's pretty windy, pretty foggy. It's like 5 degrees out there, though. We're going up to 12 degrees on Friday. Pretty excited for that. We dropped all the COVID restrictions here. There's like nothing left. So basically, yeah, they're all messed up down there, you know, down at No Frills. They're trying their best. We are too, our staff, but customers especially, they don't know what to do. We used to have this whole lineup system that you had to walk all the way down and around, and now that's all gone. They're just like, what do we do? And it's just like, I don't know. Just like line up like cash, man.
They need that dotted line.
Yeah, they're all waiting for it. They literally do. They're all waiting for it. They're like, what happened to the lineup, man? Where is it? And I'm like, there is no more. You can just go to any cash that's open. You just go to wherever. And they're just like, what? This is crazy. And I'm like, yeah.
You have to change the name from No Frills to Some Frills.
True.
Or to No Frills. No Frills for no lines.
Frill-ish.
No more lines.
Frill-ish. Frill-ish.
Literally, they wanted to change. They wanted to keep it, like the store owners. And I mean, I get it. They really liked it. And I mean, I kind of like the flow too. We were all moving and stuff. Like, it wasn't the normal cashier job anymore. Like, we were like moving all the time and stuff. So like, we would direct you to a cash and you'd have to go to that cash. And like, we would ask you all these different questions, and it really worked really well. It was really like nice. And like, it worked really well. It kept organization flowing. And then head office, they didn't like it because Loblaws. And they were like, yeah, no, you got to get rid of that. And they're like, oh, so now we have this. It's just out of the blue, really, to be honest.
Sometimes when people ask me what my name is, I'll tell them it's Loblaw. It's Bob Loblaw. And they say, nice to meet you, Bob Loblaw.
Well, your last name is Loblaw, huh?
True story.
Loblaw is... they're messed. I'm telling you. I mean, instead of paying us more money, like on our paychecks, they produced a album that was fully for no frills, and they play it on the radio for the customers and stuff to be forced to listen to it. And it's just like a song called "Bananas" that was on like Jimmy Kimmel Live by mistake. He didn't know it was a. Anyway, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel used it, and now it's like viral.
Yeah, I actually think know the guy that produced that song, actually, surprising on how crazy it sounds.
It is, man. It's like a gangster rap. The whole album is gangster rap. It's crazy. Yeah. Like for a store. It's like talking about bananas and like 88 cent sales.
Yeah, it's like, man. Okay, you know what though? I actually used to work in produce. I used to work at Food Basics, right? I didn't really like it. It wasn't my favorite. And then it got like laid off like 2 months later because there was too much people working there.
Oh my god.
It is. Management there was horrible, man. Like they didn't do anything good. And I was working like two to three days a week, and I was working like a few hours like those days, like 4 to 5 hour shifts.
Oh yeah.
And they also wanted me to learn a little bit faster. Although I guess
like, of course they do that.
Told me that, but how am I supposed to learn faster if I'm working like 2 days a week and I'm working like 4 hour shifts? I asked my manager, could I get the money in the schedule? That is a schedule.
What you should have said is
I can't learn that stuff because I work at Food Basics, right? You want me to learn that stuff? That's complicated. I work at Food Basics. I just only know the basics.
I gotta go to Sobeys to learn that stuff.
Basics, like when they sell basic foods and things like that, like loaf of bread and things like that.
Oh yeah, but wait, hold up. So, and now, and on my next job is Home Depot, and I work at Home Depot, right? And now, okay, so look, here's a funny story, okay? So I had to do some online training from home, right? Uh-huh. It was about 6.5 hours, right? And then she, I think, emailed me saying, come into the store, and I was going to do in-store training. Yet to know, I had about 12 more hours of in-store online training. I was like, God, online training to do. So then I had to sit 4 hours almost every single day this week, right? And there was two, I think, places where I could do it, right? Computer in the office, computer in the break room. Go in one morning, somebody stole the nice comfy seat with the wheels on it.
Get wrecked.
And they were in a nice quiet off break room with the hard plastic chair, and everybody's walking and staring at you, and I was just sitting there and I was sweating. I mean, like, I was just sweating, and I was doing like so much of this online work, and I could not believe that I'm finally the actual job after 40 hours of this online work. Okay, you know what, just move on to the job already, man. Come on, move on. It was awful, but hey, I mean, it sucks, but I mean, I had to finish it, man. It was like I didn't want to be at school learning a math lesson, and then I'm sitting there, and like, man, it was awful, guys. I'm so glad I finished it, man. I was like, bro, I can't take this, man. My mind was like
You think that's bad? Man, so, you think that's bad? No, when you join No Frills and you're over the age, they take you upstairs and they throw you in a dark room on the cash office all by yourself. They're like, here you go, peasant. And you're like thrown onto this computer that's literally from like the early 2000s. And they're like,
yeah,
sit there and watch this film. And I'm just sitting there like, okay. And they shut all the lights off and like, see you in like a half an hour. I'm like, okay. And it's just this thing like the 70s, and it's like, yeah, it is scary. And it's like,
you gotta watch a 12-hour video. You need to watch a 12-hour you need to learn hour course
how to sell alcohol.
Hey, Joey talking now. So you gotta have a 12-hour. So put this into perspective, Gabriel. My first forest firefighting course, my S100. Was a 12-hour course to go fight forest fires.
Yeah, well, that sounds like really. Yeah, well, look, I'm not built like you, so like there's things that are harder for me.
Need to be learning that takes 12 hours to learn at friggin' at basic food. What could you be learning that
I think
that requires 12 hours?
Basic food.
It was home. It was,
you know, we're like, in our course, we're like, you could die if that fire comes over the hill. This is what to do. Right, like there's a reason we had a 12-hour course.
Well, look, at least it worked because you're clearly not dead yet. But yeah, like, man, listen, I don't like online stuff. Okay, and I'm not gonna lie, online is my worst fear of doing online courses for something. Okay, I don't care what it is, I have to face this fear. I know that I wasn't going to die, but hey, I didn't, like, it was just really long, and like, and it was like, and it was like, you know, teaching me about, like, you know, like, you know,
what to do safety, if the shelves fall on an old woman.
Safety, although, oh yeah, right, like, I know, like, you know, like, do not stack this too high above the ceiling limit.
Above
8 feet, whatever it said, the nuts like 8 feet, or like fall and somebody could die. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even gonna be stacking stuff, man. I'll be a lot associate, man. I will be working on outside, not in the store, bro. I know that I won't be stacking stuff yet.
Take a 12-hour course. You can future, come flying in helicopters and be on my crew this summer. You can take a 12-hour course and you can be a hero.
No, man. No. No, man. I'll just, listen, man. I want to be a storm chaser chasing storms, not fire.
Me too. And you know what happens? We chase the storms and we see a lightning strike start a fire and we go and get it. It's like it's chasing and fighting. It's like, it's great.
You're making me die.
That sounds fun, although it's probably not fun as it sounds because
it's fun.
I mean, look. Frankie, I think, hold up. Where did you work, Frankie? Where'd you work again, Frankie?
The mall. I worked at the Mayflower Mall Maintenance Department before COVID-19 pandemic happened in March 2020.
Did you have to take a 12-hour course, Frankie?
I would actually rather work in a mall.
No. I was on work experience during my high school years. From 2002 until 2005.
A 12-hour course to join Home Depot.
I know, but no, but bro, plus the 6.5 hours. That's like, what, 25 hours of online course?
25 hours.
Okay, look, you could. So, okay,
Peter, basically, what restrictions Russia has right now?
Basically, what restrictions
does Russia have, Frankie? Is that the question?
Yeah.
What type of research?
Banned social media.
Yeah, they banned Facebook, YouTube,
McDonald's.
Yes, they did.
Did you guys hear that? Justin Trudeau has been banned from Russia. Why would he want to go to Russia? Go to Russia and kill him already.
They banned him. It was hilarious. I thought it was funny. Yeah, they said he was mean. They said
I don't go to countries that will kill me either.
True. He said he was mean, though. Can you believe that? He said
banned from a country.
Well,
like,
he said,
oh my
God.
He just, said that Justin just Trudeau.
A few years ago, it was fairly normal for Western politicians to go to Russia, even though Russia wasn't our
very friends true.
Diplomatically.
Yes.
But they Russia has turned the clocks back like
30 years ago.
Years. So, yeah. So it's.
Yeah, like I lived through this before. It was called the 80s and it was awful.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
going back to the 80s, bro. We gotta get Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson.
As long as it's only nuclear war and it's not that awful music and hair.
Oh, so basically, what Putin's saying: you get a nuke. What's up?
That's
really
all
you
get a nuke. They got
going them out a like lot a cake.
Their infrastructure dilapidated, and the most of their people live in poverty. Dude, it's they're not. Fucking, they're not as
dude, no, sorry,
organized
they're
as the superpowers.
Their structures over there look like something from like Half-Life.
Half-Life.
Yeah, yeah, like for a country like, that
Grand Theft Auto.
For a country that doesn't tolerate drug use, I mean, it sure their city looks like it's on drugs. All these spirally
pointy. Oh, that's city 76.
Look up Crocodile. It's like a. It's like. It's some weird.
You all talk about McCain's,
derived,
right?
Like drug that people shoot up. That there are a lot of. Drug users in Russia, mm-hmm. despite their policies.
Mm-hmm. So we are
scary drug Crocodile users.
Is one from,
we are Russia. At 7. We are at 7:56 p.m. Thursday night. That means we're pretty much running out of time. Frankie McDonald.
Oh,
how does everyone
my
find
Twitter you? Is at Frankie McGee. My Twitter is at Frankie McGee. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald. My Instagram is Frankie McD1984. My TikTok is FrankieDonald1984. My Clapper is FrankieDonald1984. My Twitch is FrankieDonald1984.
Wait,
my
you have LinkedIn a Twitch?
Frankie McDonald. Yes.
God. That's
my
awesome.
LinkedIn is Frankie McDonald. And my Snapchat is FrankieMACDON. And my YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves.
I'm
Joey.
You have
a million subscribers right now.
You've been, okay, we're at the end of the show, though. I'm Joey Only. This is the Community Meteorological Report, the comedy meteorology show here on CFER 88.7 FM in Prince George, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you so much, all you meteorology students at the University of Winnipeg. This show is required learning. It will be on your final exam this April. You make sure that you've listened to everything that Frankie McDonald has to say and you write it down. You remember it. You keep that in your head. You say it back and forth. You repeat it many times. And what that is be prepared is what you got to say.
Do it so on my course.
We've been here with Brian Schmidt from Portland Weather Uncensored. Great to have you on the show. Come back every weekend, Brian. Anytime we're having, we're always welcome. Gabriel Berardo, who's taken his 25-year-long course to work for Home Depot. And he's got a doctorate in Home Depot now. And Brandon Houck in Brooks, Alberta. I just can't believe they made you do that. I'm not trying to make fun of you. It's like, I'm making fun of them.
One minute left.
Brandon Houck, our radio weatherman in Brooks, Alberta. Thank you so much for coming on. Peter Galanko, hopefully we get Michael Senikoff on next time. But I'm really glad to hear your reports on his behalf, at least. And,
I know a good friend of base guy's name is Patrick Macca, Sky of the Universe Twitter. That's Patrick Macca. He's another longtime fan of me before I became famous in 2009, 2010, before my severe earthquake warning video.
Excellent. All right.
That video.
If you want to see the video version of the show, you can go to Joey Only, Caribou Weather Dude. That's my YouTube channel, and that's where you will find all of my wild horse videos that I put up to.
Amazing.
And Travis as well in New Brunswick. Yes, thank you for coming on the show, Travis. Make sure that you come
You're
to Caribou Weather Dude. You make sure you come to Joey Only, Caribou Weather Dude, and see the video version of the show, and you can also see all the wilderness videos I produce. Sometime in the next 2 days, I will start getting up those wild horse You won't believe the footage I got of these wild horses today. Awesome. Totally awesome. Best day ever. So happy to live in British Columbia. It's beautiful here. Everyone have yourself a great week, and we'll see you next time. Okay. Bye now.
One half of the world is interested in the species and climate. Other half of the world is more interested in the World War III. Hi, Christy. I'm Frankie McDonald. I'm doing great so far. I'm Frankie McDonald. You're listening to Comedian Meteorological Report with Joey Only. Terrible weather, dude.